You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're Super Bowl champions, y'all.
Obviously, now second and six. Williams makes a cut and will roll into the end zone for the touchdown. No flags. And they have done it. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami as they win it here in Super Bowl 54.
It's a beautiful trophy, and I can't think of a better conclusion to the 100th season in the NFL than receiving this trophy. I'm so happy for our players, coaches, and fans, and especially Andy Reid. Nobody deserves this trophy more than Andy Reid. And I want to thank the Lord for blessing our family with all these incredible people who helped us bring this championship home. To the Chiefs Kingdom, you guys are world champions once again.
Hey, Pat Mahomes and all of his boys, our defense, taking care of business, the coaches, man, a great job of keeping things right at the right time. I mean, it was a beautiful thing, man.
Thank you, Kansas City, we did it, baby!
I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings.
Let's go!
They need some really nice things.
What?
Better be coming with no strings.
What?
Better be coming with no strings.
What?
We need some really nice things.
What?
We need some really big rings.
What?
I got a really big
Let's
team.
Let's go! Super Bowl champions, Kansas City. This is gonna be a show for the ages. We live, we local, and lit. Let's go.
Hey, how about those Chiefs?
I didn't think you'll go sound like Andy Reid today, man, after a game, but definitely appreciate the love and all that. 6:07 right now. It's partly cloudy and 42 out of Arrowhead. Brian B. Shining, how are you officially feeling at 6:07 a.m.? On Monday, February 3rd, 2020, the day after the day that changed your life.
Hey, how about those Chiefs?
That says it all right there. You know, it's a lifelong dream come true, dog. And excuse my voice, y'all, because obviously with the game last night, I went out and did a little bit of celebrating as well. I had to be amongst my people in the town because I'm feeling so good. I'm on cloud nine, dog. This is honestly a dream come true.
Yeah, yeah.
It is, dog. And that's the only way I can describe it. It's surreal.
You know, I know you're not alone because we're talking 50 years, Brian. It's since 1970, man. There are so many people in this town, not just in this town, probably people that just moved from Kansas City.
Oh, in the region. Yeah.
Yeah, the region, all over, just super thrilled to actually see the trophy, to be a part of it. Yeah.
To have Clark Hunt get up there and speak.
Yeah. And they probably deserved it more than anything, but he said Andy Reid deserved it more. That tells you right there about him, yeah.
Like, just seeing our name associated with the Super Bowl just made me proud, you know? And we've been through so much play, so much heartbreak.
Yeah.
95 against the Colts. We were the number one seed.
Yeah.
We lost 10-7 in the divisional. Colts were the 6th seed. We were the 1 seed. 2003, the no punt game.
The no punt game.
Against Peyton Manning, we lost 38-31. Indianapolis Colts game in 2014 in January. We up 28 points. We lose. The Titans lost in 2018 in the playoffs in the wild card. Marcus Mariota throws it to himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Denver Broncos, 1997. Lost to John Elway. They went on to win the Super Bowl. That's supposed to be our Super Bowl. 2018, AFC Championship game against the Patriots. We didn't get the ball back in overtime. We've been through so much heartbreak. And I was emotional that whole fourth quarter. I never wavered. I always thought that we could come back and win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pat's done it so many times this year, 3 times in the playoffs now.
I don't think it's ever been done, B. I think this is the first one. First one, all 3 wins, come back. 24-0. Well, what was the Tennessee game? Where did they come back from?
17-7. We were down 10. Down 10 again in the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes. I mean, what can we say about him? MVP last year, Super Bowl MVP this year, Super Bowl champion. Unbelievable, man.
And that might be one of his worst games. Imagine that.
You know, another thing.
That's magic, dog.
It is. I call him Magic Patrick because he performs magic on the field, man. He just does it. He's a magician. This is for everybody. If you're around my age, if you're born in the mid-80s, early 80s, or late 80s or whatever, I'm 34 years old. Through my 34 years of life, Blake, do you know how many arguments that I've gotten over the Chiefs? And I'm being serious, too. Yeah. I mean, it's funny, but yeah. I'm being dead serious about this. I've gotten to so many arguments and so many not good interactions with the Chiefs. Oh, your Super Bowl's old. Oh, they trashed this year. They ain't gonna never do it. Well, we did it. And it is truly a dream come true, man. We're gonna get deep.
Yeah, because we got tall family ties too, and it is.
Oh yes. Man, we're gonna dig deep into this, man. We saluting our Kansas City Chiefs this morning, y'all.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chems.
It is now 6:22 in your Victory Monday. Mostly cloudy and 41 in Grandview. What's going on, B?
Jay-Z opened up about his NFL partnership with the interview with the New York Times. Jay-Z defended his partnership by saying, Mitch Minnie saw as a betrayal of Colin Kaepernick. He said, no one is saying he hasn't been done wrong. He was done wrong. I would understand if it was 3 months ago, but it was 3 years ago. And someone needs to say, what do we do now? Because people are still dying. He added, we didn't say, let's go make some money off the NFL. He then said about Cap, quote, we are two adult men who agree or who disagree on the tactic, but are marching for the same cause. On the criticism he faced for the move, he said, as long as real people are being hurt and marginalized and losing family members, then yes, I could take a couple rounds of negative press. He also addressed why he turned down the opportunity to perform at the halftime show during the Super Bowl. He said the NFL wanted him to bring out special guests like Kanye West and Rihanna. He explained, of course I would have, but I said, no, you get me. That is not how you go about it. Telling someone that they're going to do the halftime show, contingent on who they bring, I said, forget it. It was a principal thing. I really didn't get nothing out of that, though.
I didn't get nothing out of that either. And then if he's the one that set up the Super Bowl for this year, then why would you make J-Lo share it with Shakira then?
It's a Miami thing, you know. It was Hispanic flavor,
and I get that. And then so is he supposed to be Martin and Colin is Malcolm? I'm not getting that little reference part either. So, okay, that's your rapper, favorite rapper though.
Well, T.I. is, but
oh, okay,
he one of them though.
Okay, yeah, he's one of everybody's, of course. But I think a lot of people not really co-signing Jay-Z on this move right here.
Cardi B reportedly got splashed by champagne at Booby Trap in Miami. What kind of club is that?
That was Rob Parker who did that.
No way. No how. And Offset got so upset that he punched the air. What? According to TMZ, the two were partying at 3 a.m. when the champagne started flying and Cardi got wet. Offset got really angry and started looking for the person. Once he saw him, he started punching the air. The punches started landing. He was pulled off by security. The couple then left the club. But first off, what kind of report is this, fam?
Wait a minute.
Like, this is, I'm reading straight from the article, dog.
I'm laughing at the part where it said
he started punching the air.
And then it started landing people all of a sudden out the blue when he was punching the air.
And he had just got out of jail this weekend,
dog. Oh, my gosh.
He was acting all tough and hardcore.
I need both of them to chill at home. Just do y'all parties at the crib. Y'all got the new house. Go ahead and do that there.
Oh, man, real quick, according to TMZ, DaBaby has been sued by concert promoter Kenneth Carey. This is the man who claimed that DaBaby and his crew beat him up after allegedly shorting him on money. Corey claimed that he and DaBaby agreed that he would host a party with another artist, Stunner for Vegas, had been booked to perform at. Well, Kenneth said that they agreed on a flat rate of $20,000. When DaBaby arrived in town, he arranged hotels and cars for them via a rental company. He alleged that one of those vehicles was returned damaged. On the day that Ken was supposed to pay DaBaby, he claimed that DaBaby asked him for an additional $10,000 after he was billed for the damaged car. When Ken refused to pay the $10,000, that's when he alleged that the fight went down. DaBaby was later arrested and charged for battery in connection with the case. Kenneth is suing for battery, breach of contract, defamation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and more. He's asking for more than $6 million in damages. Good Lord.
Oh, I hear a good old settlement coming on down.
Damn!
How about if I just do two shows for you in 2020 and we call it even?
Making that real money.
I'm broke, baby.
I'm broke.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I ain't mad. I'm happy. We got 50 years gone, man. That dust is gone.
You know what?
Super Bowl champs.
When we hoisted the Lombardi Trophy last night, I don't know if you remember the end of Ghostbusters 2 when they finally got all of that stuff off of the building and the dust and the stuff went up in the sky and the curse has been lifted and we're finally Super Bowl champions after 50 years. It's unbelievable, my brother, and I know you feel the same way.
Man, I do, man. I swear to God, I do, man. This is like for my pops. When I was younger, my pops used to take me all the time. He died back in 83, but I know right now, man, he probably up there jumping around, man. I'm telling you.
Wow. And that's the same connection that I got with the Chiefs, dog. My daddy was a diehard Chiefs fan like I am, and he's the one that got me indoctrinated into this Chiefs life, man. And my daddy passed away in 2006, so I feel you on this one. It was emotional for me. I know it was emotional for you and everybody else in Kansas City. Chiefs Kingdom, we champions, baby.
Yeah, baby. All right, who is this?
This Rob, man. All right, KCMO.
You go enjoy your victory Monday and get ready for that parade, man.
All right, my man.
All right, yep.
Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Thank you, Kansas City. We did it, baby.
How about those Chiefs?
You are listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Such an unbelievable feeling to finally actually say those words. Super Bowl champion Chiefs. Been a long time coming, man.
How nervous were you at the beginning, before the game started? How nervous were you? Were you nervous at all?
I was nervous. It was an exciting, nervous type feel, I guess. I think I was more excited than nervous, but I was nervous.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, for those who don't know, Brian has a brother, which I don't know how this happens for somebody who lives in Kansas City. Grew up, born, raised, all that stuff.
Well, okay.
And became a San Francisco 49ers fan.
So, in his defense, which I really don't believe in, but I'm going to say it anyway. The Chiefs were not good when he was younger.
Yeah, people don't know. The 80s were terrible. The early 80s, right?
Early 80s, late 70s, mid 70s, Chiefs were trash. Mid 80s, all the way till Marty got here in 89.
Yeah.
So in his defense, okay, the Chiefs were bad, and they weren't the talk of the town like how they are now. Arrowhead was barely half full. I know you can't imagine that now for my new folks.
Yeah.
Or you folks in their 20s, but it was like that.
Yeah.
So in his defense, yeah, okay, cool. But still, he's the only one in my family who was a 49ers fan. My older brother.
Like, he had no influence. Like,
none. Yeah.
So he just looked on TV and saw them winning those chips. And
yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes. Which is weak to me, but whatever. So, you know, he was at the house yesterday. And of course, if you look at my Instagram and my Snapchat, me and my little brother Jared, we were giving him just pure hell the whole day. You know, not letting him in the house. I even tripped him. He almost knocked on my TV.
Come on, homie.
But yeah, so it was a very personal Super Bowl for me and my family. It was. And to the delight of me and the rest of my family, besides John, the Chiefs won.
I know he thought he was in the clear when it was up 20-10. I sat there and I said, nope, there's still time.
He wasn't necessarily in the clear. I don't think he ever thought that. He didn't think that we was gonna come back and win.
Oh yeah.
Because when it hit him after, when the game was over, when the confetti was done, and it finally hit him after the game, he started cussing and stuff.
Well, that's after you put your faith in the Shanahan.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, 28-3. Yeah. the coach of the 49ers, y'all, just in case you know, was the offensive coordinator for
the Atlanta Falcons,
in which the Patriots came back from 25 down to beat them. So, yeah, it is what it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, y'all, it's a Victory Monday.
Uh-oh.
It's the last Chiefs song of the year. We're going to go out with a pain.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Man, 50 years in the making, B-Shining.
Who you telling, my brother?
I know, man, dude. I'm just thinking about how many generations.
For me, it was three.
Yeah.
Definitely three for me. So,
wow.
My grandmother, my daddy, and now me, you know.
Is it time to talk Dynasty Talk yet?
Not yet. Not yet, no. I don't even want to go there yet. I just want to savor this one, try to enjoy it.
You say you moved around in the town, too, after the game?
Oh, yeah. Went to Westport. Trickled my way downtown.
How was the town looking?
I went
to sleep, like, pretty much laid down after the game.
Oh, man, we was lit. We was lit, my brother. You know, people honking horns, going crazy. Driving on the top of the cars it was crazy. It was a scene, but it was definitely worth, participating in. So,
do you think the rally and the parade now is going to be bigger than the Royals?
Absolutely.
Parade? Yeah,
I think it'll be two times bigger. To be honest with you.
Yeah, it's been a long time for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. What a winning city this is lately. This
man.
You know, magical. Since I've been up here, it's been a lot of World Series and now a Super Bowl and man, congratulations, Kansas City.
All right, y'all, we going out with a bang. You already know, it's Monday.
Hey!
We got to do our Chiefs song. So this is our Super Bowl champion Chiefs song. Chiefs Kingdom!
Hey! 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 Let's go! Get it!
We finally got that trophy.
Bow.
Wipe it down
Bow.
For me.
Bow.
Bottles Bow. Keep popping down. Kansas City's Bow. Rocking.
Yeah!
Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's now 7:21, partly cloudy and 40 in Lee Summit. What's going on? Be shining.
Gotta send a happy birthday shout out to some of our celebrity friends. Daddy Yankee, reggaeton star, he turns 43.
Gasolina.
Sean Kingston turns 30 today.
Wow. 30? He just turned 30?
Yeah, where's the game at for this?
I thought he was older than that.
Model India Love turns 24 today.
Okay.
Happy birthday, everybody born on February 3rd.
Yeah, right.
Let's see, where can we go? Kanye West, let's talk about him. During his Sunday service in Miami, he discussed some of the evils in the music industry. And play, I don't know, dog. I'm going to let you decide what you think about this one because, yeah, it was a lot.
God using us to show off, to show God is better than the devil. The devil took all the producers, the musicians, the designers, moved us all out to Hollywood, moved us all out to New York, chasing gold statues, literally signing a contract and selling our souls. They got contracts out there that say you can't say Jesus. When we was working on this album, people used to be coming over the studio just to say Jesus as loud as they wanted to. You can say Jesus in your studio.
Okay, bro. Your thoughts?
Who is he talking about?
Bro, who knows?
Are you talking about Jay? Def Jam? Who? Come on, give me some examples, bro.
I just get real Creflo Dollar vibes, man. I do.
Did you see? I don't know if you. I know you probably listened to the Lil Wayne Drink Champs podcast, but mm-hmm. Did you see his face when Noreen was asking about? Did you know about Lil Wayne? Knew about Kanye bringing his Sunday service to Miami? He had this look like what? He got a church. The look on Lil Wayne's face was priceless, dog.
Wowzers!
Yeah, it was that. Yeah, he had to look like he looked stunned, but. I'm not going to ever knock what he's trying to do. I'm not going to knock anybody who's talking for the Lord and talking about that. I'll just like to see a year or two from now what he's talking about if he's still on the same mission.
That's when the blessings come in.
And it's
blessings come in.
It's Mace's fault.
Oh, man. Princess Love took to Instagram to confirm that she and Ray J are no longer together and they are only focusing on co-parenting. Now, when a fan asked about the status of their marriage, she wrote, "Right now, we are just focused on the kids." Back in November, Princess accused Ray J of leaving her and her daughter, Melody, stranded in Vegas. Ray J denied leaving his family, saying that he went to another hotel since after they had an argument, Ray J and Princess welcomed their second child, a son named Epic, back in December.
Oh, they'll get back together. What you think?
Of course they will. Man, this is for TV, dog. let's keep it a buck.
Made for TV?
Let's keep it 100. This is for TV.
All right. There it is. There.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
And they have done it. Chiefs are Super Bowl champions here in Miami. As they win it here in Super Bowl 54.
103 Jams salutes our Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. We live, we local, we lit. We are the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Yeah, playmaker on for Shay Moore. 7:35 right now is 40 up his Zonarosa.
So after the game, you know, back in the 80s, in the 70s, sometimes in the 90s too, it would be typical for the president to call by phone.
Oh, yeah.
Championship team.
Kids don't know about that.
Yeah. I remember the Royals, after we won the 85 World Series, George Brett was on the phone with Ronald Reagan, who was president at the time.
Yeah.
When they don't play, things have kind of changed. It's 2020, and social networking is, of course, big, and it's, of course, the number one megaphone of the current president of the United States. So what did this guy do yesterday? He tweeted, "Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. You represented the great state of Kansas and in fact the entire USA so very well. Our country is proud of you."
Oh, the great state of Kansas is happy today.
That's stupid.
Use your common sense.
Okay, now let's do this. The Chiefs are indeed a part of Kansas. Okay, let's be clear on that because. Half the season ticket members are from Johnson County.
Hey, we go down to Wichita. There's huge Chiefs fans down there too. Yes. As well. So yeah,
part of the Chiefs are a part of Kansas,
Iowa, everybody.
But technically, Chiefs are in Missouri.
God bless the United States.
All right, let's just being technical now.
The great state of Kansas is proud today. That's crazy. Come on,
and
Trump.
It is a great state, and they should be proud.
It is, but Trump got no better.
So he deleted that tweet, came back with another one. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. We are proud of you in the great state of Missouri. You are true champions.
There's got to be a political thing in there somewhere why he said great state of Kansas. He has to know the difference between. Come on. Come on, Trump.
Look at my African American over here. At him. Are you the greatest?
Are you the greatest?
She was nasty about me.
Right, so let's do this, Blake. Our Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, and I know, Kansas City, you have a lot of emotions going through you right now. So, we want to open up the jams lines right now to let you pour your heart out for Kansas City.
If
I have been doing that this morning. So, Kansas City, I want to hear from you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's a beautiful trophy, and I can't think of a better conclusion to the 100th season in the NFL than receiving this trophy. I'm so happy for our players, coaches, and fans, and especially Andy Reid. Nobody deserves this trophy more than Andy Reid. And I want to thank the Lord for blessing our family with all these incredible people who helped us bring this championship home. To the Chiefs Kingdom, you guys are world champions once again.
Woo! Yes, we are. How about no three jams? Saluting our Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean, baby.
Playmaker here for Shay Moore at 751. It is now 40 out in Shawnee.
Unbelievable feeling in the town this morning, Play. Super Bowl champions for the first time since January 11th, 1970, which was, it wasn't then, but it was would have been Shay's birthday.
Wow.
Because she's born on January 11th.
Oh, okay.
She wasn't born yet.
I was about to say.
Yeah, she wasn't born
don't
yet.
Don't do her like that.
Nah, she wasn't born yet. But,
dope.
You know, man, this is something, and let me say this. The Royals World Series Championship was beautiful. We needed it, and I was so happy to experience that. But, man, nothing means more to Kansas City than the Chiefs do. I'm going to just put it out there like that. Barbecue is second to the Chiefs. Fountains are second to the Chiefs. The Chiefs are top two, and it's not two.
It's not two.
For real, man.
Who's getting the first statue out there? Off this team.
Oh, Pat.
Before Andy?
Definitely, yeah. Hank Shrim ain't got one.
Yeah, that's real. Hank's probably get one before all of them, huh?
DT ain't got one.
Wow.
The only person who got a statue at the stadium is Lamar Hunt. So Pat might not even get one. Wow. But I could definitely see Pat getting one, though.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
Yeah, especially if you win a couple more.
And you know what else I was thinking about this morning is that not only were the eyes on us last night, but they're going to be on us again for that first Thursday night game. Because, you know, Super Bowl champion hosted the first Thursday night game of the year.
Wow.
And we all get to watch at Arrowhead.
They're going
to
host the Patriots? It might not be Tom Brady.
We host the Patriots this year, too. Yeah. They're coming to Arrowhead.
It might not be Tom Brady, but.
I think it'll be a division game. It'll probably be Denver or the Raiders or something. Or if Tom goes to the Chargers, it could be them.
Or the Raiders.
Yeah. So, this morning, Kansas City, I'm emotional. Y'all know how I am with the Chiefs. And we want to open up the phone lines for you, Kansas City, to spill your heart out. To be as emotional as you want and to let us know how you feel about our Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. Good morning.
Man, I'm so proud of our boys, man. They finally did it. Patrick Mahomes is legit. He's the real deal. He's definitely the comeback king. Can't nobody say anything about our team.
No, not anymore. No, all those talks of, oh, y'all never made, y'all ain't been to the Super Bowl since the 70s, and y'all can't win the big game.
It's done.
Andy Reid can't win the big game no more.
It's
all that's
done.
Out the window.
It's done.
It's done.
Who is this?
This is Steven Nelson.
All right,
not
Steven.
Not the former player.
I certainly looked at the microphone for him. All right, my brother, have a good one.
All right, y'all too.
All right, Dad.
103, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey.
I am so excited. Like, we won the Super Bowl yesterday. We won the Super Bowl. Everybody was talking down. I haven't seen this in 37 years. So, parade day is Wednesday, which happens to be on my late mother's 63rd birthday. Mm. So, I'm going hard.
It's going to be on my mama's birthday, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Mama. Happy birthday, Mama Brian.
Yes.
So, we going to rep. I know you've been a diehard Chiefs fan years ago when you used to tweet that Arrowhead chop every time we got a touchdown. So, we rolling, Brian.
Ain't
we
nothing
rolling.
Changed. I still do it.
Nothing changed. Chiefs Kingdom.
That's right. Forever. Have a good one.
You too.
All right, Dad.
Hey, how about those Chiefs?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Keep listening for your shot, too. Go to Oprah's 2020 Vision Your Life in Focus Tour Fly Away. Oh, yeah. That's going down in a couple minutes with That's My Jam.
Okay.
This morning, we are saluting our Chiefs. We're talking about them. We are Super Bowl champions for the first time since 1970. And play, everybody knows that you like the Cowboys, but you also like the Chiefs too.
Yes.
From an outside view, how did you view that Super Bowl victory for us?
Oh, it's lovely. Somebody like me who's been up here, this will be 12 years coming up in March,
mm-hmm.
and just see the joy on, like, the first time I got to see just city so lit was the Royals
mm-hmm.
when they won the World Series. And I think, I don't know if I talked to you about this or somebody up here working, I said, man, I can only imagine what this would be like when the Chiefs actually win the Super Bowl since it's been 1970. Like, I'll just think about people, like, you know, I think about you and your family. You know how people grew up and haven't even seen the Chiefs play in the Super Bowl. I got to see it 3 times as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I had those memories. I got to see that. And now that you and everybody here in Kansas City actually get to live it and see it and feel it, I feel special in itself just being an outsider, being here in the city, to see how happy you and everybody else in this town is. That makes me feel good. Because when the city is happy, that makes me happy.
Yes,
that's real talk. That
absolutely.
Is real talk.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the city, we opened up the phone lines this morning to let you talk about our Super Bowl champion Chiefs. Caller one, good morning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. This is Kansas. This is not just a win for the Chiefs, because we all played that game with them. That's what I wanted to say. We all played that game
mm-hmm.
with them. Actually, we played all year with them. I guarantee you that they felt our energy and our vibes. When they were down by 10 points last night, I was like, I put it on, it's out in the air. I put it on Facebook. Okay, fellas, calm down. We only down by 2 scores. Let's get it together, shake it off. We got this. Get down in from last week. Oh. MG, I know they felt that energy. You're yourself, because I put that out there.
Yes. I definitely put out a call for my prayer warriors to everybody. Hold each other's hands, Kansas City, because we got to come back and win this.
We didn't need prayer. Are you kidding me? We didn't need prayer. I already knew. I felt it before the game. I knew. And then everybody put the Simpsons predicted that the 49ers were going to win in Miami. Can't win. It wasn't this year.
Nah, that was back in 88.
Now, but the whole point is they were saying that this was going to be their game. Absolutely not. We were too hungry for it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Oh, who is this?
This is Michelle Jackson. It's been a minute since I called in.
Yeah.
I had to call in on this.
Thank you, Miss Jackson.
Get ready for that parade.
Absolutely.
All right.
Bye. Have a good day.
You right, too. Yeah. Bye. So, Kansas City, you already know, on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on a Victory Monday. Whether
Victory
we win,
Monday.
Lose, or draw, we got to hit you off with a song. So, here's our Super Bowl Chiefs song.
Hey.
Ha. Chiefs Kingdom. Be sunny. We finally got that trophy. Wipe it down for me. Bottles keep popping now. Kansas City's rocking. It's a party cause we got that long party. It's a party cause we got that long party. Had a business on the field. Now you know it's real. The Kansas City G's done sealed the damn deal. It's a party cause we got that long party. It's a party cause we got that long party. We stepped up on the scene. Got our second ring. Been through it all. Now we crown a football king. Shout out to Andy Reid. We've always believed. Since he came to the team in 2013. In the fourth, it was close. And the town was getting tight. Said he waiting on that offense to launch and take flight. Magic Pat led the way. And the rest is all history. Turn the city up. Like we drinking on some Hennessy. Separate in the game. Talking trash and trying to act up. D. Williams with the over like a Mack truck. Next year we want another one, cause we ain't had enough. Send them 49ers Super Bowl champion shirts to Africa. Got that trophy, wipe it down for me. Bottles keep popping now. Kansas City's rocking. It's a party cause we got that Lombardi. It's a party cause we got that Lombardi. And the business on the field. Now you know it's real. And Kansas City G's done sealed the damn deal.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Fumble. Yeah, really, for real. 823 right now is sunny and 38 in Olathe. What's going on, B?
In an interview with the New York Times, Jay-Z defended his partnership with the NFL, which many saw as a betrayal of Colin Kaepernick. And he said, quote, no one is saying he hasn't done it. He hasn't been done wrong. He was done wrong. I would understand if it was 3 months ago, but it was 3 years ago. And someone needs to say, what do we do now? Because people are still dying. He added, we didn't say, let's go make some money off the NFL. He then said about Cap, we are two adult men who disagree on the tactic, but are marching for the same cause. On the criticism he faced for the move, Jay-Z said, as long as real people are being hurt and marginalized and losing family members, then yes, I can take a couple rounds of negative press. Play Jay-Z also addressed why he turned down the opportunity to perform at the halftime show during the Super Bowl. He said that the NFL wanted him to bring out special guests like Kanye West and Rihanna. He explained, of course I would have, but I said, no, you get me? That is not how you go about it. Telling someone that they're going to do the halftime show contingent on who they bring. I said, forget it. It was a principle thing.
If you're going to bring them, what's the what
I don't, yeah, I don't get it.
I would have said, yeah, bring them. Give me a little more money.
But I think with that, he's saying it's not about the money. It's about principles.
Oh, right, right. Well, yeah. Well, you could do it. You just have to bring Kanye and Rihanna. Well, what's the principle of you partnering with the NFL then after you were kind of hating on them beforehand? There's got to be some reason you're gaining. There has to be some kind of gain for you to join the NFL.
It was a total flip. It was. Because he was like anti NFL at first.
Yeah, because there was one point, they were saying he was the one that was telling people like Rihanna and them, don't do the Super Bowl, don't do the halftime
Travis
show.
Travis Scott too, right?
Yeah, that was reports that he told Travis don't do it. Yeah, interesting.
What you think of that halftime yesterday at the Super Bowl?
I'm one of the few people who liked it. Then again, I always had a crush on J-Lo back in the day.
Oh, Lord.
And I did like the Shakira videos. But I can get why people might not like it, but it's Miami.
Yeah, what it do matched you expect? The flavor Miami. Of Miami.
If you weren't going to get J-Lo, you was going to get Pitbull. If you weren't getting Pitbull, you're going to get Gloria Estefan.
But we couldn't get no Uncle Luke, Two Live Crew, Rick Ross, Trick Daddy. Well, I know it's wishful thinking.
And that's where we go back to Jay-Z. What are you doing that you could bring some kind of culture to the game? You could have had Rick Ross show up on J-Lo's spot. You could have had Cardi B pop up when you had Bad Bunny doing I Like That. Unless Cardi B said no. So other than that, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Mm. Lil Wayne could have did it. He thinks he's pretty much Miami now.
Yeah. I don't know what Lil Wayne is on. Or
oh,
what
he, man, or off.
we need to get my man a steak sandwich or something, dog.
Good album, by the way. Good album.
Oh, you listen to it?
Yeah, it's a good album. It's way better than the Carter 5, in my opinion. He's got a song with Dream that you'll like.
I don't know.
Slow jam he got with the Dream.
I don't want to hear Lil Wayne do no slow jams. All right? Let's be clear.
You want to hear him sing on the slow jam with the Dream?
He had this song called...
Mike Will produced it?
What was that song called that Lil Wayne had back in the...
How to Love?
He actually sung on it.
How to Love. You remember that song with
the
guitar?
I hated that song. I think it was called Tonight.
That must have been an album filler.
Nah, this is one of the mixtape ones that it was like underground.
What's your favorite mixtape Wayne song, by the way, real quick?
Oh Lord.
Like One Night Only, I think, was one of my favorites off top of my head.
I love what he did with Itching. Future's Itching.
Oh,
I love that.
I didn't hear that.
He tore that song up. Okay. And then Swag Surfing, he tore that up.
Oh, yeah. After No Ceilings, yep.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Carmen,
what's really good on a Victory Monday?
Nothing. I'm on my way to work.
Already. And you ready to play That's My Jam?
Yep.
All right, D, go ahead, kick those ballistics.
I'm on the elevator running to another thing. Piece of chocolate before the elevator hit. Her number, I was all up on. Spitting his on the ears while she pinched in the corner.
How you doing, Miss Lady? How you doing? Where you going, little mama, little son? Let's
meet in.
I don't know if anybody's ever said this,
but I see your body here, friends.
Let's be friends.
Yeah. Shout out to my dog, Rich the Factor, and Steve Yancey. You got $25 Missouri Lottery scratch out ticket prize pack, an entry to the grand prize drawing for a trip to Denver to Oprah's 2020 Vision Your Life and Focus Tour, and you qualify for $1,000 of gold cash on Friday, all right?
Okay.
All right. Tell them who's repping the town and tell them that station number one saluting the Chiefs.
Oh, Hot 103 Jams all day.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get money, yo,
giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money, more money, more money.